producer Nicole.
Hey.
Let me just do this for you guys. Coming up in just about, 20 minutes from now, your shot at $100 because we're going commercial free.
Yeah, giving away $100 every 95 minutes. It is Free Money Mondays as we go commercial free on Kiss.
All right, what are your dating rules, you guys? This we found on Your Tango. It's just random rules for dating.
Like, must have a job.
Okay.
Like rules like that?
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
Yeah. Nicole, what's one of your dating rules? I know that you have a long-term girlfriend, but before that, what was a dating rule that you had?
Well, definitely the job thing, but I like aspiration and passion. That's one of my big things.
Aspiration? Isn't that when you sweat?
That's perspiration.
Oh.
But that's okay, Roy. That's all right. We're learning new words today.
Oh, yeah, to aspire. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, there we go. That's the word.
Yeah. Nicole's like, can't I just have a basic combo? No, you can't. We've learned. What about you, Roy? Basic just rule for dating, like...
Chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah, that's big for you. You've said that before.
That's super basic.
Yeah, that is basic, but I can't stand it.
Mine was weird. I don't like a woman that swears.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I dated this one woman, and she was just swearing up a storm, and I was like, this is a turnoff.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
Well, I guess you'd be nervous to take them around your family or have them around kids, so I get it.
Some basic rules for dating, according to Your Tango, and I agree with this one, never do a movie date until at least the fifth or sixth date.
Why?
I feel like a movie date's easy.
Yeah.
I don't have to talk to them.
That's why. What do you learn with someone if you're out in a movie and you can't talk to each other?
You actually learn a lot, because if I was on a movie date with someone and they kept talking to me during the movie, I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You're out. Go.
Or if they're laughing at like a horror movie, you're like, this dude or this woman is
off
crazy.
His rocker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. I think afterwards it gives you something to talk about, too, and see if you're on the same page.
If you rent the movie American Psycho with Christian Bale and the person says, I understand this guy, or starts taking notes during the movie, you probably don't have to give him a second date.
Probably.
I think that's good, though. I like that. Not doing a movie until date five or six. I don't know. There's also something intimate about a movie with someone.
Well, you could. I guess you could make it intimate if you really wanted it to.
Right. I mean, you're sitting in the dark, maybe holding hands.
I just mean the whole choice thing. Like, you and I and Roy, Nicole, our very first movie that we ever saw together was what?
Oh, my gosh. It was 50 Shades of Grey, and it was the most awkward experience ever.
We fell in love that night.
We had just started working together, and the movie came out. We did the premiere for it. We all sat next to each other.
Yeah. I was sitting between Roy and my real husband. So my work husband and my real husband. And my real husband's trying to hold my hand. And I'm like, okay, no, this is weird. And then there was a whole scene where he like spanks her for the first time. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Like, I was so awkwardly laughing.
If there's no connection on your first date, then you should end the date early and explain why, Your Tango says.
End it early?
Well, how do you do that move? Hey, listen, I know that the food's coming, but...
Check, please.
Let's just eat and not talk anymore.
I'm going to give you $20 and take my food to go.
Yeah.
These are basic rules for dating. Don't say you're going to call me after a date if you don't intend calling me back. If you don't intend a second date, don't say you're going to.
Yeah.
I'm so guilty of that. You know me. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got married, I can't. I'm such a bad dater. I totally don't like confrontation. I'd be like, all right, I'll call you. This was a lot of fun. Meanwhile, I get in the car. I'm like, holy cow.
Worst date ever.
That was awful. If she admits to being a drama queen, or he says that he admits to beating somebody up.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are things that you should be red flags and you know, basic dating rules. Like, you're not going to date someone like that.
I admit that I'm a drama queen.
Moving right along.
If she has family issues. Or he says anything bad about his mother.
Who's sharing that, though, on the first date? Listen, me and my mom
don't
get along.
These are just rules for dating. But these are rules for dating. So if somebody says that, then you're, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be weird, right? Me and my mom don't get along. My mom doesn't think that anybody's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And you're like, so yeah, I work at the accounting firm. Like, you try to, like, how do you even come back at that?
Roy, do the drama queen line again.
Okay. I'll admit that I'm a drama queen.
See, the rap horn changes everything. Let's
Yeah, that's what you need on a date. Anything awkward that happens, just fire up the horn.
Like if you accidentally spill like a cranberry vodka all over her white dress.
That's a party.
That's right. Let's go back to number three. If there's no connection, end the date early and explain why. We need to hear from anyone who called the date early. Like you were on a date and it was going so bad that you ended it early.
How'd you do it? What happened? 704-570-9595. You could tweet at the MRL show. Commercial free. It is Free Money Mondays. Give it away $100 every 95 minutes. I got to tell you, though, you might want to be listening in about 5 minutes for it to get that $100.
Congratulations to Felicia in Charlotte. She won at 7:35 this morning, and another $100 went to Bobby Wheeler in China Grove. She won $100 at 6 a.m. bright and early. Go ahead, Roy.
No, I was just going to say that we were talking about some rules when it comes to dating, and we wanted to hear, why did you end the date?
I was wondering why these people were on the phone.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you that.
704-570-9595 is our studio phone line. Jesse in Concord, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and the Brent Show.
Hello. Thank you.
Jesse, one of the things that we were reading said that if you don't think that the date is going well, you should end the date and then tell the person why you're ending the date early. And we know you did. So what happened?
Okay. So it was when I was using Tinder to date, which is an awful idea. But I was using Tinder to date, and I remember the guy's name. It was Charlie. And you can't really get a good picture of a person on Tinder. And so we met at a hibachi restaurant, which I love hibachi, so I thought it was going to be great. And so I know that typically people like tall men, but I actually prefer them shorter. And so this guy was, like, so tall, he had to crouch to get through the door. And so it's like, oh, my God, this is already not going to go well. And so I'm a big conversationalist, and all I did was talk, and he just nodded. He didn't say a word.
Mm.
And so, like, before we even ordered food, I kept pushing off the server because I was like, I don't know if I want to stay here. So I said, you know, you want to get out of here? And so we left the restaurant, and as we were walking to my car, I was like, so how do you feel this went? And he said, you know, I don't think it went well. And I was like, no, it didn't go well.
Jesse, like, blindsided Charlie. Charlie thought he was going to, like, hook up. And then he got on the parking lot, and he was like, are you breaking up with me on the first date?
Yeah, but it's kind of cool that he agreed with her, too. Yeah. They're both like, hey, this is just, let's just
weird
or bail on it. That's awesome, Jesse. Thank you for sharing.
Kristen in Fort Mill, you're on with the MRL show.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I went on a date with a guy. We went hiking, not a long hike, just in a neighborhood park. And 10 or 15 minutes in, not much had been said, awkward conversation. And then he tells me, you know, I'm really only interested in moving furniture. So this really wouldn't go any further than that. And I mean, I'm all for being upfront, but it was just awkward. And being that, you know, conversation hadn't gone well so far, I didn't say much. We continued to hike. About 5 minutes later, his ear started bleeding. And I took that as a sign, you know, nothing's going well. Maybe we need to go get you some medical attention and just call it quits.
Yeah, ears bleeding. That's not like a nosebleed. Ears bleeding is
not. Yeah, that's bad.
That's satanic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't gonna go there, but yep. Okay.
No, definitely. Thanks, Kristen. I thought Kristen was gonna say we went hiking and I pushed him.
Oh my god. All calm too. Yeah.
Okay.
I went, as you guys would say, all Loren on him.
Melanie Gastonia, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Loren show.
Hey guys.
Hey Melanie.
So I went on a lunch date with a guy and it was just going awful. He was chewing with his mouth open the whole time. And features that he didn't tell me about him, that he was a lot shorter than he actually told me. So I had my friend text me and tell me she had a flat tire. So I was like, hey, I need you guys to take me back to my house, or I need you to take me back to my house so I can go help my friend. And he was like, oh, I'll just go. We can drive down the road and I'll help you. And he just kept trying to offer to hang out with me to help me change her tire, and there was no tire, so I just was like, no, you have to take me home. I have to go get my car, go get the tools and everything. It was just, it was going awful, and he just kept insisting on trying to help me out.
How do you shake him? how did you finally end it? And you were like, no, it's okay, she just wants me to come?
No, I just kept telling him, like, no, just take me home. Seriously, just take me home. It's okay. I don't want you to have to do that. It's fine. I was just trying to be as polite as I could. So when he dropped me off at the house, you know, he tried to give me this awkward hug and was like, oh, well, call me. And I'm like, okay.
Thanks, Melanie.
I wouldn't want him to know where I lived. I'd have been like, can you drop me off at my friend's house?
Brittany tweeted at the MRL show and said, when he goes on about what he has and what he's done, and he says he's got 3 houses and 12 cars, but he's a mall cop. Hashtag liar.
Hashtag, how does that work?
Maybe he's the supervisor.
Yeah, maybe he made Paul Blart. Maybe he directed it. Emily says that plans were to go to the movies with this guy I met for the first time, and when I met him, he looked nothing, in all capitals, like his picture. Hashtag ended early.
Sure, it happens all the time.
Can't lie about that. Come on, you guys. You know better than that, boys.
It is time to give away $100. Looking for call number 9-704-570-9595. All day today, we're going to be giving away $100 every 95 minutes. So all you need to do is give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. It's Free Money Mondays as we go commercial free on KISS 95.1.
Zero commercials.